Well, sports this hour, presentation of Wyoming Building Supply on your Monday, March 30th. Julie and James.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. Doing good. It's the 30th day of March, final Monday.
Wow.
Oh, I know, right?
Final Monday of March, not the last Monday.
Not the last Monday.
Not the last Monday ever.
Thanks, James.
Yeah.
Want to scare?
And that's it, everybody.
Thanks a lot, everyone.
There you go.
This is our last week.
Every Monday is now just going to be Tuesday.
That's right. Let's look at the Wyoming date book, shall we? On this date, it was 1891. The Shoshone National Forest was set aside by President Benjamin Harrison as the Yellowstone Park Timberland Reserve.
Great.
In 1891. On this date.
Cool.
Like it. Birthdays today. John Astin, Adam's Family, 96 today. Warren Beatty, 89 today. Eric Clapton is 81. MC Hammer.
Wow.
64. Every time I hear his name, I just think of those pants.
Yeah.
He used to wear.
The parachute pants.
The parachute pants, yeah. And Celine Dion, very talented singer, 58 today. 1822, Florida becomes U.S. territory.
1822?
1842. 1842, Dr. Crawford Long, Jefferson, Georgia, first uses ether during an operation. How does that be that patient? They should give the
I'd like to be that patient than the one before it. This may hurt a little.
I don't even know what that is. What's ether? What
Knocks
is that?
You out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wouldn't
it's called
be the
ether?
Yes.
It sends you to the ether? That's why they call it that?
Pretty much. No, that's not why they call it that. But it does, it was very crude, but it did the job back then.
At that point, they were probably just like, give me anything.
That's what they.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I broke my leg. It's either this or I die.
Yeah, usually before it was like, bite down on this and drink some whiskey.
Ether? Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes. 1853, a patent granted. Hyman Lippmann. For a pencil.
Oh.
For a pencil with an eraser.
Oh, wow.
Good job, Hyman.
Cool. What year was that?
1853.
Hmm.
1867, Alaska purchased from Russia for $7.2
million. Wait a minute. How did he manufacture those back then?
Good question.
I don't know.
It's probably one of the older, or one of the ones that they just put over the top of the pencil instead of like.
Because pencils weren't manufactured then.
Get some duct tape, you know?
I don't know. Didn't have that then. Okay, sorry.
All right, that's all right. 1867, Alaska. Purchased from Russia, $7.2 million. That's like 2 cents an acre.
Yeah.
Nice
wow.
By U.S. Secretary of State William Seward, the news media called this Seward's folly.
Mm.
They were incorrect.
Incorrect.
Yeah,
1867.
Genius.
Yes.
Yes.
It was
vision.
Yep. There you go, Julie. Vision. 1964, Jeopardy premiered on NBC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't know it'd been on that long.
Long time.
60 years.
Don't ask me why I remember this next one. I do, though. It was 1993. Charlie Brown hit his first home run on the Peanuts comic strip.
Why do you remember that?
I don't know.
This is probably his one and only thing. Poor kid.
I know, right?
I couldn't watch that show. I just felt like he couldn't. It was just sad.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was sad. It stressed me out.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
And then he finally got one dinger.
He got one and, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was always football. Changed. I didn't even know he played baseball.
Yep. First home run, man. 1993. Yeah, first and only. Go out big. Charlie Brown. Pigpen was my favorite.
Mm.
You didn't watch it. Julie's like, I didn't watch it. This thing. Charlie Brown stressed me out. When you look back on it, though, and you look at some of them, it's like, yeah, some of those things.
Snoopy was my favorite.
Snoopy, there you go. Today, grass is always browner on the other side of the fence day.
Okay.
Sure. The negatives out there.
I know.
The pessimists.
Right, but we're going to be optimistic here from now on.
The grass is always browner.
I know. I am in control day.
Not.
Right. Not.
Sure.
Hot Chicken Day. Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
some hot chicken. Pencil Day, of course, in honor of Hyman. Take a Walk in the Park Day.
Pencil Day for him? He made the eraser. The eraser on the pencil.
Eraser. For a pencil with an eraser.
Okay.
But make the pencil.
We had pencils before that.
That's right. Okay.
Maybe modern pencil day.
Pencil day.
We're just slamming these days.
I know. Wow. You guys are a rough crowd today. Turkey neck soup day.
That sounds dreadful. That sounds truly awful.
It does sound bad.
I'll pass
it
on that.
Come on in, everybody. Turkey neck soup's ready.
Yeah.
What's for lunch? Turkey neck or oxtail soup? You choose.
gross.
Final four, James. Julie?
Yeah.
Let's see. UConn, Illinois, UConn. And
forgot to check.
Arizona, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And the women's will be set tonight after the Texas, Michigan, and South Carolina TCU game.
So that means none in my bracket made it. However, I get to repick.
Yeah.
We get to do that. We can log on now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we can repick.
Repicks.
And
repicks. You get a repick.
You can still win a prize.
UConn won at the buzzer.
Final four.
One at the buzzer and one of the craziest shots I've ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, he was almost at half court.
Yeah, he was at the logo. It was insane.
He was behind the logo.
There was 10 seconds left. They had the ball, turned it over. UConn kid shot it from half court and drained it.
I mean, nothing but net.
Yeah. It was one of those where you hear the net and nothing else. It was cool.
Unbelievable. Wouldn't you love to have been in the crowd at the time?
Yeah, that would have been something.
No, maybe if I was a Duke fan, probably not.
Yeah,
no.
True.
Yeah.
Imagine paying for that ticket, and then that's how you lose. You never want to watch basketball again.
If you're a Duke fan, you're going home to turkey neck soup.
Yeah, turkey neck soup.
That's right. It's okay, guys. We've got turkey neck soup here for you. Okay.
You lose two times at that point.
Oh, man. This is way cool. Way cool. Looking forward to this. Can't wait. April 1st, Wednesday.
April Fool's.
Artemis 2 mission launches.
Oh.
That's right.
The Crew Space Launch System rocket, Orion capsule, embark on a journey that aims to take humans farther from Earth than in the past half century. Weather conditions look good. They're going to circle the moon and then come back.
Wow.
How cool will that? I think they're going to live stream the entire thing.
Ooh.
I mean, they could.
Technology
easier.
Now?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they have amazing technology when we're looking at the moon landings.
Yeah, but I've heard that our cell phones have more technology now than the... than they had
when they went to the moon. Yeah.
Just crazy.
I know. So that'll be way cool. That's going to be April 1st launch. I think they're going to do it 4:24 p.m. in the afternoon Wednesday.
4:24 our time or
4:24 p.m. our time.
I mean, to be superstitious, but April Fool's Day.
I know.
It is a weird day.
It is interesting. 10-day mission. NASA will test the spacecrafts during the approximately 10-day mission. NASA will test. Yeah, they're just doing it's kind of a test run. Well, James, they're going to land people.
Well, sounds like a long time to me.
I know. Operate. You know, they got to get the operation systems, the crew aboard.
Yeah.
Oh, that sort of thing.
So, which is the one that's going to land on? Is that Artemis 3 that's landing on the moon?
I don't know.
Because they're doing a moon landing with
Artemis
program.
Yep, they are going to do a moon
landing. I think it's great they're bringing that back.
I think it's so too.
I mean, there's a whole two generations that never seen it happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right. Absolutely. A truck carrying 13 ton of Kit Kat chocolate bars stolen from the Nestle factory in central Italy.
Wow.
That's a lot of Kit Kat bars.
Yeah.
Okay. In Italy?
Yeah, there's a Kit Kat bar factory in Italy, I guess. Okay. Okay, delayed delivery 50 years. An Illinois man got a surprise of his lifetime while renovating his parents' home. He discovered a still-wrapped Christmas present hidden inside a bathroom wall with his name on it.
Oh, wow.
Tim King says he was checking behind a medicine cabinet during a remodel when he spotted something. It's like, there's something in the wall here. It's like, out came a dusty, perfectly wrapped gift that apparently been sitting there since the late 70s when he was a kid. Even better, it was for him. The theory is the present was originally hidden in the attic, and it slipped.
Oh, that makes sense.
It slipped in a crawl space and vanished.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, why is it in the wall?
Right. King waited to open it with his mom, who is still alive, turning it into a full circle holiday moment.
What was it?
Vintage toy airplanes.
Oh, cool.
Delivered 46 years later. He said, hey, mom, I got shorted one present. Didn't even know it. Moral of the story.
I thought it was going to be cookies or something.
Wonder if it's worth something now. Still in the package.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. People collect those.
How fun is that?
That's cool.
That is cool. Okay, here's a phenomenon that can leave entire rooms full of people scratching at the mention of fleas or lice. Scientists have proven that itching can be contagious, just like
itching,
yawning. Yeah.
Hmm.
They found that simply watching, Julie, she's scratching her arm. Don't do that. That found that simply watching a video of someone else scratching was enough to induce itching in volunteers.
I would say if you're seeing fleas or something, that would induce it.
Yeah. If you see bugs, then you get itchy. That's always been my theory. Mine's dry skin. If I get dry skin, I get itchy, which is the worst. Especially around here during winter. Bad.
In the cartoon, The Adventures of Johnny Quest. Remember Johnny Quest?
Yeah.
Well, it was my favorite cartoon. What was the first name of his bodyguard?
Mm.
He had a cool name. Race Bannon.
Race Bannon. Okay. Yes.
His I watched things like the Banana Splits and the Monkees.
Man.
The Banana Splits?
You guys could be making all of this up as a prank for me, and I would be falling for it. I don't believe any of this.
I don't know that I've heard of the Banana Splits.
Yeah, like I thought you were thinking about the Johnny Quest from the 90s. I thought there was a 90s one. Is that right? Oh.
No. Look at me.
No, yeah, no.
I didn't know.
Not that I know of in the 90s, but I know there was one in the early 70s.
The banana splits, the monkeys. Split. Yeah.
Where were you guys at on Blues?
Like the Monkees, the band?
Yeah. They had a daytime show.
Okay. I remember that. I don't remember the Banana Splits. What was that?
It was like Muppet type stuff. And then, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Big Blues Clues guy over here. Blues Clues.
Yeah, Blues Clues. Yeah. James,
there you go, James.
Blues Clues.
Blues Clues. Okay. All right. 40% of the world's almonds go for what?
Almond milk.
Mm-mm.
40% of almond
flour.
Almonds? Yeah, flour?
Chocolate manufacturers buy up 40% of the almonds.
Why? For
chocolate.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, you know, like
I didn't know that.
Almond mark.
Chocolate almonds.
Almond joy.
Chocolate covered almonds. Gotcha. Okay.
40% of them. Wow.
Yeah, you can buy chocolate covered almonds. Too.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
They're totally. Kind of defeats the purpose of the almond, though.
you know? Depends on if you like the taste of almonds.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel like you're eating healthy?
Yeah, a little bit. It's better than straight milk chocolate.
Yeah, there's some protein in there. And
Okay, good enough for me, Julie. Sounds good.
That's all I
need. That's the show today, folks. Have an awesome Monday on this 30th day of March. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It's 8 a.m. Good morning.